Yeah, what's going on, everybody? This is Joseph Ventura, live here on Anchor, once again. I'm back with a lot of, good things happening out there. I'm watching the Major League Baseball game matchup between the Houston Astros versus the Washington Nationals. So that's what we're doing today. If I seem a bit out of it, it's because I'm watching a great game. Of course, we're in a commercial right about now, but you get the point. I know you do. But today, I want to talk about something more important. A serious topic. Very serious. Case in point. T-Mobile. Yep, T-Mobile.com. The website that, and the app too, by the way, that provides you endless and endless of opportunities and options when it comes to phones, Android, and iPhones, iOS, and really good stuff. Having said that, something that concerns me here is the mere fact that 4G, 5G thing that Sprint is offering, and so far it's only Sprint that I know of. You know, it's nice that Sprint's offering such things, but let me explain. Allow me to explain. So here we are at the T-Mobile website. You got the brand new iPhone 11 Pro Max, the iPhone 11 Pro, and the iPhone 11, which is the regular one with the two cameras on the back. Now then you have the Galaxy Note 10, the Galaxy Note 10 Plus, the Galaxy S10e. Then you have the Galaxy S10. Then you have the Galaxy S10 Plus. You also have the Galaxy S10 5G. See? T-Mobile is promoting the Galaxy S10 5G. And that one is supposed to give you, better internet access. Quicker, faster, fuller. So it's not just Sprint, I guess, anymore. That's not just Sprint anymore. That's providing the 5G on most phones. Having said that, 5G is considered to be more dangerous because it's picking up more radio waves, frequency. Too much frequency. Frequency is bad for your. You can get cancer. I'm not 100% sold on the 5G thing. How fast do I need the a page to open? Or how fast do I need a video to run? Most people go to places like restaurants and homes or wherever they go to, and they have internet access. Why do you need 5G? To me, in my opinion, 5G is dangerous, especially if you're wearing your phone in your pocket, on your chest, you can get breast cancer. If you put it lower than your chest, like on your phone, on your back pocket or your front pockets, you can catch some kind of cancer. In case in point, that right there is a concern. I worry about that. Then we have the Pixel 4 from Google, which is brand new. Then you have the Pixel 4 XL. And then we have the brand new OnePlus 7T, which it's a very nice phone. The price is the camera angles and everything. It has four cameras. Three in the back, one in the front. Fancy phone. And it's a lot cheaper than the iPhones. Or the Android, Samsung Galaxy. Cheaper. Cheap is good. Let me tell you. Oh yeah, OnePlus 7. Although I like the OnePlus 7 Pro. The OnePlus 7 Pro is good. It's a very good phone. Check it out. See what I'm talking about. But the latest one is the OnePlus 7T. You gotta get that. I'm considering getting that myself. Just saying. Then you got the iPhone SX Max, the iPhone SX, the iPhone XR. I think a lot of people kind of rushed to these phones. When it first came out, everybody panicked and got excited and went out and bought the iPhone XR. And now, automatically, a few months later, it's almost a thing of the past. Although, maybe not. Not for some. Then we have the LG G8 ThinQ. It's very interesting. It has good ratings. You have the LG K40. Aristo R from the LG, of course. Then you have the LG Stylo 5. Then you have the Motorola E6th generation. Then you have the Galaxy A10e, the Galaxy A20, which is Samsung, Apple iPhone 8 Plus, the Pixel 3a, the Pixel 3a XL. Then you have the T-Mobile REVVLRY. Then you have the T-Mobile REVVLRY Plus. Then you have the iPhone 8, Motorola G7 Power, the Apple iPhone 7, the Go Flip Phone 3, which is usually for grandparents. And finally, you have the Link Line Home Phone Adapter for $30. And you can also buy a SIM card for $10 from T-Mobile. So far, all we have is one phone and this entire company that provides you 5G. The Samsung S10 5G. Samsung Galaxy S10 5G. And again, it's, some may see it as a great thing. Some may see it as something to be concerned about. They're giving it a rating of 3.5 stars. And you know, that's not good. That can't be good. They need to do more investigating on these type of frequencies and what long-term effect does it have. All I say is, go with what you're looking for, but beware of the consequences. For as California has a law, some kind of chapter where they mention, you know, you have to be careful with the frequency, cancer. They advise you not to get these things. Nowadays, just about everybody has an iPhone or an Android, Samsung Android, etc. And you really should be careful. They're not really safe. It's really not safe. And the worst thing is that, you know, they provide you this deal for you, these great deals. Plans start at only $30 a line for 4 lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Shop our latest deals. Yeah. I know you're thinking I'm turning on T-Mobile, but I'm not. The benefits are good, but they're also negative. They're also bad things that come with these type of electronics, these devices. Get ready to experience 5G in more places with OnePlus. Oh, great. Now my OnePlus is going to have 5G. The new OnePlus 7T Pro 5G McLaren is ready to take us on the advantages of 5G on our 600 MHz spectrum. 5G is still developing, see? And you must be careful. It's still developing. It's in its early stages. And that's the concerning part. 5G is still developing. Not all devices and signals are compatible. Check device specs. Coverage will not be available in some areas. While 5G access won't require a certain plan or feature, some users' services might. See coverage detailed terms and conditions. And open internet information for network management details, like video optimization. Yes, you get great video quality, but again, I'm really concerned for the people out there who don't understand the strength of 5G. You know, it's brain cancer, tumors, all sorts of things come to mind. Radiation, my friends, is what it is. When it comes down to, at the end of the day, yes, I love OnePlus The phones are great. They're beautiful. They're very good. They're amazing. The cameras are great. They work with the Snapdragon A55 Plus, which is a even greater speed. You know, your engine, it's like that's the engine of the phone. It's a beautiful phone. Yes, it is beautiful. I will not lie. But I do worry about the consequences, the long-term effects. You know, you have to worry. You have to worry. You know, people go out there and they purchase these things not knowing. You know, and they keep promoting it. Again, it's. Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I like the OnePlus 7 a lot. You know, I'm an Apple fan, an iPhone fan. Because I bought all my songs. I bought a lot of songs throughout the years. I bought movies. I bought wrestling shows. You know, things that I'd rather not deal with. The WWE's, you know, subscription. I don't just buy what I want and that's it. That's the kind of guy I am. Check this out. Listen to this for a minute. The new OnePlus 7T Pro 5G McLaren is coming exclusively to T-Mobile, and it's ready to take advantage of our 5G network on 600 megahertz spectrum, which will cover 200 million people nationwide by the end of the year. No other 5G signal will be as strong or as reliable. As strong. Again, there's that word again, strong. And don't get me wrong, I love the phone because the phone is great. It's ultra responsive, 90 gigahertz display. You experience more fluid motion and a smoother scroll. It's got a warp charge, 30T. Get a full battery charge quickly and efficiently. Three sharp lenses, including 3x optical zoom and an ultra wide angle lens. It's got three cameras on the back and one in the front. The OnePlus 7T Pro. You can pre-register for the OnePlus 7T Pro 5G McLaren. McLaren is the edition of the phone. It's like a special edition. Again, my main concern, the 5G. Am I anti, you name it? I'm not. I change with the times. I roll with the punches. I don't have a problem with that. My concern is the T-Mobile, Sprint, Verizon, all these companies, you know, that are selling and promoting now. That are, in the beginning, it was just Sprint. Now it's T-Mobile too, and soon Verizon will follow suit if it hasn't already. 5G may be the future, but I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, if you got children, please try to limit the amount of, you know, usage with these 5G devices. Long-term effects may include brain hemorrhage, dying. I mean, you never know. It can be cancerous. Go check the California code. The prohibition, they warn you. It's a warning label. And every phone you buy, even here in the States, even here in New York and New Jersey, you know, you have to be careful. Radiation is no joke. It's not. And just because California is the only state that's doing, I think California, I'm not sure what other state is doing this, that is giving you, there's a warning label in every item you purchase. It's electronic, like iPhones, cell phones, that sort of thing. Tablets too, they're no different. Please be careful. Most people don't think about these things. They think, hey, Craig, look, I went on Craigslist or I went on Facebook Marketplace and I purchased a cheap phone for $50, you know. And just please be careful. It's the right thing to do, right? Taking care of each other. That's what it is. So, anyway, and yes, back to the game. Yeah, the Washington Nationals are kicking the crap out of Houston. Game two, they won two games so far against Houston. Tonight is game three. They beat the Yankees. Houston beat the Yankees. They defeated the Yankees. They dropped them out of the playoffs. ever since then, it's been nice and quiet. No one's mentioning the Yankees. The Yankees need a lot of damage control. And they need to make some changes. Houston will not win the World Series. I've been calling it since they were playing the Yankees. Since Houston Astros were playing the Yankees, the New York Yankees. I called it way back then. I'm calling it now. It's going to be Washington Nationals all the way. They will win the World Series. And that's all I got to say about that. You know? But I won't lie. It's been a good game so far. Houston versus Washington. Very, very good. I'm enjoying the game. This back nose to nose. Until, of course, Washington takes over. So, Washington Nationals all the way. I'm still a Red Sox fan. That doesn't change. And I'm still a Mets fan. Go figure. Yes, I grew up in the Bronx. Yes, I did. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Because I am. I am. Shout out to everyone out there on Twitter. A lot of people on Twitter. Know what I'm saying? And I think that's all I gotta say about that. I'm really disappointed with the what's going on out there. You know, everybody needs to go easy on the caffeine. Too much caffeine can kill you. You know, that's another thing that's considered toxic. Coffee. I love coffee. I was raised in coffee as a little kid. They would say, oh, coffee stunts your growth. No, it doesn't. It's just a myth. Got mixed up, you know. Somebody trying to sell you BS. I'm a big fan of electronics. I love electronics. I'm not going to lie to you. I've always been a fan. But, and I honestly, please don't hate me on this, but this is the truth. I honestly believe we will see a new president in 2020. I don't think we'll see Trump this time. So, yep, sorry, Trump, you will not be the president in 2020. There will be no war. There will be no civil war. So stupid. This one umpire talking on Yahoo, talking about if Trump doesn't win the election, the re-election, he's going to start a holy war, a civil war, more like a civil war. Know what I'm saying? Anyway, quit the insanity, okay? People are dying everywhere else. People just walking out talking about we don't have to. Trump talking about we don't have to protect the Turks and this and that or whatever. Oh, listen, whatever. Ignorance, you know? I don't know, people are too delicate. You know, you should understand that you need, if you consider yourself the big brother, again, that's just there for the oil or the lithium. You're there to help out and protect. Serve and protect. As long as I need to be. Do it. Help the people out. Do it for humanity. Do it for you. It's sad that we live in a world where everything is PG. You know, it's almost like you're talking to a child. You gotta keep it PG because if you speak in rated R terms, people get offended. I hate that PC style. That's not my style. I've never been PC or PG. I've always been rated R, live in the living color, from the east all the way to the west. Sandstorm 7 brings you the best. Yeah. Speaking of sensitive and politically correct people, you know, with their PG mentality, Bed Bath & Beyond pulls offensive pumpkins. I mean, really. Need I say anymore? Give me a fucking break. Offensive pumpkins? What country are we living in here? You know? I just don't fucking get it. I just don't understand it. By the way, if I found thousands and thousands of dollars in a bag somewhere in the streets or wherever, it wouldn't scare me. I take that money and I run. I run and I go buy whatever I want, or I move somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at this article on Yahoo. It talks about somebody found thousands of dollars in someone's pocket or in a pocket. I guess it was like a sale place. And this person's talking about, they quoted them and saying, "It just scared me. Fuck that. It just made me rich." That's all I gotta say about that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Joseph Ventura, back into the wall, it's gone. Sandstorm 7. On Block Talk Radio. Go check it out. I did an episode on Block Talk Radio not too long ago. Yeah. Know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Peace. All right. That's all I gotta say about that. Go Washington. Nationals. Yeah.